What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo Morgan is over to my right. Abe Gordon is to my left. And for Mike today, I'm Allie Mack. Guys, did you look at the time right now? It is 8:43. Did you blink and all of a sudden it's 8:43?
I have blinked and yawned, but it still went by quickly.
Everything is moving so quick. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get to the life of Squid, I do want to get to some SEC audio that we've been trying to play all day regarding the Falcons. But we've just had so many people stopping by, so many amazing guests, Drew Fabianich and Billy Lucci. But right now, let's get into Kalen DeBoer talking about Penix yesterday here at SEC Media Days.
There's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when, you know, maybe staying closer to home and, you know, the career kind of going a certain direction at that point. Just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and you know, we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. You know, when he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
First off, I take offense to the fact that when I ask a question, we don't leave the question in. But when Mike Bell asked a question, I got to hear his whole rant. But I thought it was a great answer by Kalen DeBoer. That was when we had him sitting down with us yesterday, which was cool to get. Thanks to Garrett for all the hard work he's put in, Garrett mm-hmm. Chapman, and Garrett helped make that happen. But people forget, Abe, that Kalen DeBoer was Michael Penix's offensive coordinator in Indiana. And I know you know that because you went to Indiana, but they forget that, and that when he was there, he was a running quarterback. They used his legs, and when we had Kalen DeBoer on the day after they drafted him, I asked him straight up why, and he said, "Well, we didn't have a lot, and we needed him to be he was good enough to carry us," and we asked him, and it led to some injuries, but then. You know, Penix leaves Indiana as a guy that everyone thought was talented, but nothing panned out. And he takes a chance on DeBoer as a head coach in Washington, and it only worked out for the best way possible, other than winning a national title, which they were very close to as them playing in the game.
Yeah, it gets me excited for DeBoer to characterize Penix as saying once he gets comfortable in the offense, those skills, they just take over. And that's something that, you know, I don't know if Raheem Morris is listening right now or Zach Robinson or if they heard the interview.
I think they already know.
But it just, to me, it's like, hey, we got training camp next week, right? All mm-hmm. I can think now is let's get this guy, what Kalen DeBoer said, let's get this guy comfortable in the offense because I want to see those skills. Because we all know he has them, to your point, and they do too.
And that's what we do when you say to your point.
I don't know. Y'all bring bells and dings and wings and who cares for
man,
five
I was,
different comments.
I was going to ding Drew Fabianich, but I was like, no, maybe I shouldn't
do that. Yeah, he might be like, He don't.
Well, I don't want to derail the conversation here. There's. All right. So it's to the point. There's. By the way.
Ding.
Is what are the other ones? Is there an, in my opinion?
I mean,
is there a, no? There's definitely more than that.
Well, anyways, to get back on track.
Ding. Can we say it for that? Is that
what?
Anyways? Well, anyways.
No, you can't.
Anyway, I don't know what gets dinged anymore.
The ding is for by the way.
Ding.
But I actually think that you saw Michael Penix comfortable in the offense last year. I think there was timing issues because he hadn't gotten reps with those players. Now, if you want to tell me you're excited about seeing him actually work with the first team for an extended enough amount of time to have the timing and all those things down, I agree. But from what I had heard and from what I saw on the field, he was very comfortable with the system they were running and what they wanted to do. Did he miss stuff? Yeah, he did. But from the offense didn't have all these issues as far as like what not like basically being off page. There was one in Washington, and that was I think the first interception where I think it was Chris Blair that was in the game, and I don't think he ran his route necessarily.
Yeah, miscommunicated his route. Yeah.
But other than that, and to be fair to Penix, Chris Blair is a guy that is not in the game a lot. And wasn't running even when he took over. But then again, probably should have had a better chemistry because
that's what I was saying.
Penix
was running more with Penix than anyone.
But the reality is that they, you know, that timing thing's done. But I think he's all so comfortable with the concepts of the offense, what they want to do, the plays, all that.
Let's get to another piece of audio coming out of SEC Media Days. Eason on James Pierce.
Man, somebody who's going to disrupt the edge and disrupt the quarterback. He's got a lightning speed, get off, real physical, not afraid to put his head in them trenches, you know what I'm saying? Has a huge bag when it comes to like pass rush moves and a great locker room guy. There's been a lot of rumors that I've seen about my guy James Pierce, but he's a great dude, great guy, you know what I'm saying? Very passionate about the game, loves the game to a T. Very smart when it comes to the game, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to be a true professional and a true game wrecker when his time comes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I know it's coming soon. I'm expecting for him to make a huge impact his rookie year and get some sacks and get some TFLs and just be a huge guy to help Atlanta Falcons have a winning season.
Yeah, look, I don't want to be too matter-of-fact, but you can characterize him good, bad. None of it really matters to me. You traded some value to bring this guy here to Atlanta. He's got to produce. And if he does, I'm just not worried about characterizations or red flags or any of that. So go make plays, man. That's what it's about to me. And they obviously saw a lot enough in scouting him that they feel he can. That's what I'm here for.
I think they saw in him on film, I think they see Will McDonald. I think it's his name, the kid out of Iowa State that plays for the Jets. I think they see I think that's his name.
I was going to get real excited. I thought you were screwing up the name and were saying Will Anderson.
No.
I got real excited for a moment.
I think the size is very similar.
Yeah.
I think the way they play and what is his name, they're going to ask him to do is very similar. And, by the way, Will McDonald had a great second season last year, and he really started coming along. And he's going to be a very good pass rusher in this league, and I think that's what James Pierce can be. James Pierce is not as polished as far as his run game defense. If you compare him to Jalen Walker, Jalen Walker's more well-rounded as a player. You're gonna ask him to do more, and eventually I think you're gonna ask him to do different things.
Yeah,
and
agreed.
That's part of it. That's why when people are like, "Well, he's a work." Is James Pierce really a guy that needs to be worked on? He led the SEC in pressures the last two seasons. It's not like this guy doesn't know how to do the one freaking thing that you needed him to do and you've needed him to do forever, which is get the guy that takes a snap on the ground. I mean, that's the only thing you really – like, that's the number one thing he'll be judged by. I think Jalen Walker is going to be like that completely different when you judge their years. Unless Jalen Walker is unlocked too, and them two combined, they're both up there in 8 to 12 sacks every season, and then you're like,
that's what you're hoping.
Well, yeah, of course that's what you're hoping. That's what you're hoping every time you pick a defensive end. But these two were taken in highly, and one, you know, you kind of went out on a limb more for. But you know what? I don't want to talk about anything else but what I want to talk about. So let's hit Life's Quit. Yeah, a little Barry Burton's W sauce. You know, I keep thinking it's Friday because it's the last day here,
mm-hmm.
and we worked Saturday, and Abe worked Sunday. We're all at Murph's for the All Star Fan Village Festival thingy doohickey, and so we've kind of been rolling. So
nobody's picking me up for work tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. You're on your own, dog.
Okay.
I mean, unless you won't pay an Uber fare, because we're going to the office, but. I was about to mention what I'm going to cook this weekend, but I don't even know yet. But don't forget my friends at Baron Burton's W Sauce and New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a former what, Abe?
A defensive back?
Oh, no, he's a former
quarterback,
Gator.
Now safety,
he's a former Gator.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I don't always –
open-ended.
I don't always defend former Gators, even though I'm a Florida fan, just to defend them because I don't do that with Pete Alonso. I don't do that with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah,
Do we need to be defending him?
No, I'm just saying I hate on him
because
he's a Met. But he went on the Pivot podcast, which I don't even know what Ryan Clark is anymore. Every time there's a controversy, Ryan Clark is somehow right in the middle of it. And he was literally – and here we are again where Ryan Clark asked, why are you no longer in Philly? And he said, scared of a competitor. He's like, simple as that. And I go, what? And he goes, you can't program a dog. And he says, we had a scrum at practice, a little scrum at practice. And it says it was nothing, just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess. Because we're competing. Well, you tell me the period is live. You're telling us not to compete during a live period. But it's a live period. And we're getting ready for a playoff game. You want me to be the leader and outspoken, but then you tell me to sit back. This is the same guy that I do like him a little bit because he's the guy that punched Michael Thomas at Saints practice back in the day. And, I mean, Michael Thomas needs to be punched probably with the way he acts. So he goes out there and says that. I'm sorry, but I don't think about a Super Bowl champion in a team that's afraid of someone that's going to be a competitor. I just think they don't want you to be a jerk. They don't want you punching other players. They don't want you getting in fights because that's what he does. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a lot of things. He's a hell of a player. He's aggressive. He's what you want on game day. But you don't need that all the time on the practice field. You don't need to get in fights with your own team in their playoff practice where guys can get hurt because guys lose their temper and they throw punches and stuff. And now you got a guy with a broken hand on a team that's supposed to win a Super Bowl. I say all that to say, well, now he has backtracked because now he came out and he said, you know, I don't believe he did this in an Instagram video where he says he regrets it because it's disrespect to Jalen Carter, to A.J. Brown. I can name all the guys on the team. Lane Johnson. He goes, because Lane is my big vet, and Lane would tell me, hey, I got your back, but when you do too much, I don't got your back. And that's one of those moments that's too much. That's the problem with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not that he's a dog, he's a competitor. It's that he doesn't know when to stop.
Omar's enemy.
And that is why he is no longer on the Eagles roster.
Well, that is going to do it for us here at SEC Media Days. We will be back at the home studio tomorrow for some more Radio Brilliance. For Abe, Bo, Dom, Garrett, thanks for all your help this week. Garrett, that was a well-deserved donut I just saw you inhale. And myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Thanks to our guest, Drew Fabianich, Billy Lucci. You can find those interviews on the Odyssey app. By the way, 10:20 today, Greg Sankey is stopping by the steakhouse, and Bo is hanging back for that. So that's going to be must-listen radio right there, 10:20. The steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from SEC Media Days. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.